The hovering hourglass tentatively advanced a short distance. "Context of high value respect and apology," it said. "We inquire as to nature and purpose. We possess state re-evaluation document."
"We must know if you are of the wellspring," interrupted the seahorse. "We wish to know if you intend to countervail the intruders from the external."
"Are you of the wellspring?" said the eye-wheel. "Are you of the grey eyes?"
Julia suddenly realised that all of the inquiry was being directed at her, and pointed this out to Harry.
"They seem to think that you are someone very important," he said.
"I'm going to activate our extra's outgoing translators and try something."
Harry was still and silent for a moment, then raised an arm.
"I have been assigned to speak," he said. "By what authority do you delay us? We have vital tasks to execute at a higher level."
The three small AIs faced each other and exchanged brief bursts of sibilant twittering and polyphonic note clusters. Then the green hourglass spoke.
"Context of status parity and concomitant courtesy," it said to Harry. "I have absent scans of your principal. The datascopic density falls within very specific upper high range. Amongst we subservices, first tradition states that this range is only used by the super-exultants." "Or eminentials," said the seahorse. "If your principal is of the wellspring, you must know of the intruders from the external. We can be of assistance."
"We have an image document," said the eye-wheel,
which then started to project a vid recording from its axle eye. It was Corazon Talavera, smiling as she leaned in close to whatever recording device she had been using.
"Listen to me carefully," she said, face lit up by the gleeful delight that Julia knew so well. "I and my associates have taken up temporary residence aboard your very wonderful Data Nexus station for purposes which need not concern you. In fact, I strongly urge you to go about your normal administrative duties without giving us so much as a second thought. But if you stray outside these easy-to-follow rules and interfere with my activities, I shall, without hesitation, start up this."
Talavera held up a data slate showing a still of a large drum-like machine, assembly topped with an overlapping fluted torque.
"As you surely must know, this is the generator that powers the EMP emitters, which would wipe every circuit and every core aboard the Great Hub. So, to sum up, occupy yourselves with your usual pastimes, and soon we shall be finished and gone. But if you try to test me, then the lights go out."
The recording ended, and the Seahorse AI spoke again to Harry.
"That was to the Supreme Servicer, the mind that administers the Great Hub's operations, our co-worker, VZ1183. "I admit to being such," said the hourglass. "Is a meticulous collector of peripheral system trivia and abstracted that document from the raw mirror data through which it sifts. It then noticed the absent scan which revealed the existence of high-density dynamic file structure. This convinced it that your principal is one of the legendary super-exultants, the machine sentience who designed and built the Great Hub.